Good morning. I'm John Sleggers. A state panel meets today to review challenges to the nominating documents submitted by two candidates running in the same Northwest Iowa House district. Ken Carlson currently represents Iowa House District 13. He's not seeking re-election at the end of his first term. Two Republicans said they are running in the district. Travis Sitzman of Lamar's is a risk control consultant for Travelers Insurance. Noah Wiesler of Sioux City works in construction and property management. Both are first-time candidates. The Secretary of State's office has announced that there are challenges to the nominating petitions the two men submitted, but included no other details. Candidates for Iowa House must submit petitions with the signatures of at least 50 eligible voters in the district. Recently, the three-member objection panel reviewed the challenges related to the names and addresses of people who've signed petitions, as well as whether a potential candidate's name and the office they're seeking was listed on each page of the petition signatures. The Iowa Secretary of State, Attorney General, and a state auditor are the three members of the state objection panel that'll meet this morning to review the challenges to the GOP candidates in House District 13. No Democrats filed to run in the district. The Plymouth County Board of Supervisors meets this morning. Their agenda includes recognition of Plymouth County employees for their years of service. There are a number of items from the county engineer, including a bid letting on four culvert projects. A preliminary road construction program will also be presented today. Siouxland Habitat for Humanity celebrated yesterday with a home dedication in South Sioux City, Nebraska. Kim Fickett says the dedication was a long time in arriving. The house is ready to officially become home to Ahmed Haji and Zinababala and their children. It is the second Habitat house completed in the Missouri View Lane neighborhood in South Sioux City. Fickett says Habitat for Humanity also held a groundbreaking last week for a new home in Rock Valley.
That will be for the Rebecca and Alejandra Artiga family and their children. So I think foundation was set to be poured or starting to be poured today, but now with the weather, I don't know if that's going to continue or get pushed back. But yeah, that is another home build we have going on up in Sioux County.
Habitat for Humanity recently received a grant of $50,000 from the Iowa Finance Authority to help with the Rock Valley project. The home will be sold to the Alex and Rebecca Artiega family. One person was injured in a house fire reported in Rock Valley last Friday. The Rock Valley Fire Department was dispatched around 2 p.m. to a fire that occurred at 2002 15th Street. Police say they found the house to be fully engulfed in flames by the time they arrived. A resident was trapped in an upstairs bedroom. Officers were able to catch the resident as he fell from a second-story window. That person was transported to Hegg Health Center and later flown to Sanford Health in Sioux Falls for further medical treatment. The fire is under investigation by the local fire chief and Iowa State Fire Marshal. State officials may get rid of a limit for how long a student who's being homeschooled but monitored by a licensed teacher may also attend classes in a public school district. It's called dual enrollment under competent private instruction. Current state rules say those students may attend their local school district for 75% of the school day. There's no limit for independent homeschooling families who have no oversight from a licensed educator. The legal counsel for the Department of Education said the agency is at least thinking about changes after parents raised the issue during a public hearing. And studies find 30-40% of food that's produced is never eaten, and researchers are looking for possible solutions that could be implemented in Iowa livestock lots to help prevent food waste. University of Minnesota professor Jerry Shearson favors turning leftovers into animal feed. Another option Shearson suggests would be feeding livestock byproducts from bakeries that are safe to eat but don't meet certain quality standards. Shearson is hosting a virtual international conference this week to educate people in feed and feeding industries about the value of food waste for livestock in the backdrop of food, climate, and sustainability challenges. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.